Well, Blockhead Nation, here we are. 100 plus episodes, 10 exciting guests, and many more to come, and the journey has just begun. Want to remind my listeners that your favorite Blockhead's associated with the Yogis Podcast Network, where you can listen to The Nightly Rant with Mike and Toria. You can listen to Liberty Revealed and one of my personal favorites, The Elite Podcast Academy, that will teach you everything you need to know about being a professional podcaster to take your show from 0 to 60 in 5.2 with all the tips from Mike himself from the Yogis Podcast Network. And also to remind you that I'm associated with the Dose Leprechauns page. Dose Leprechauns Media has taken off. The merchandise is looking great. Jason and Nate are killing it in the podcasting world, and Notre Dame football is looking promising. All that being said, the little redhead girl is giving me the go-ahead. So what do you say we go ahead and start the show, shall we? Live. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by once again. You are listening to your favorite Blockhead, the only podcast in the podcasting world that can somehow incorporate the Peanuts comic strip 1 minute and then be talking about MMA and Warriors Inside the Octagon the next. As we start the show today, guys, I'd like to talk to you about my friends over at Fanatics, the global leader in licensed sports merchandise. Guys, the World Series is at hand. The Astros and the Nationals are going at it tooth and nail. You've got the NBA season going on. NCAA football is really kicking off. You got several UFC events and Bellator events that are spectacular that are on the horizon. We're almost to Madison Square Garden, and you can get all your merchandise of your favorite sports at Fanatics. They are changing the way fans purchase their favorite team apparel and their jerseys online from all the major professional sports leagues like the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, National Hockey League, Major League Soccer, NASCAR, PGA, and of course, my personal favorite, the UFC. And many major media brands like NBC Sports, CBS Sports, Fox Sports, and more than 200 collegiate and professional team properties. You can use the link in my blog page today for the podcast. And just today, you can get 20% off all orders by using the promo code JUMP. All one word, all uppercase, JUMP. So jump on the opportunity to get 20% off of your purchase of sports merchandise and paraphernalia from my friends over at Fanatics. Our scripture of the day is going to be Proverbs chapter 10, verse 21. The lips of the righteous nourish many. Now, guys, when it comes to this particular show, you're not going to have demonstrable errors that are going to happen. You're going to have different categories and many different diverse topics that are coming at you, and it's open to criticism. It's open to sometimes confusion when I can be a little bit sporadic at times. But when I point you back to the truth, there is no way that anything of this is baseless. We can just say that when you need wisdom, go into the book of Proverbs, it will hit you right between the eyes. And some of us men, it'll hit us right in the gut. The lips of the righteous nourish many. In a world full of condemnation, let's be a voice of soothing and comfort and kindness and using ideals that will shape the future for the better. And as I say that, I've stumbled across a friend of mine earlier today. I can give you this in real time. We're over at the Fall Festival that's going on in downtown Ennis, Texas, helping out our church. And sure enough, a good friend of mine comes up and we start to discuss a guy by the name of Joshua L. Holm. He's known as the Man of Steel. You're going to have access to that. If you go to the blog page, you'll find themanofsteel.com. This veteran, this hero, has an amazing story. He's a professional speaker, an ordained minister, author, life coach, and a combat veteran with a story that can rival anybody else. And he should be having several speaking engagements. And it's very possible, I speak now in real time, that he could be a potential guest on my show and I could be a potential guest on his show. Or maybe we'll do something simultaneously. I'm only as good as the information that is presented to me at the time. But you definitely want to go and check out Joshua Holmes' page. I'll be sure and leave up that webpage for you. themanofsteel.com. It will be in the blog page. You can get easy access to it. Take the time to look through this guy's story. Look through his testimony. Very uplifting. Very good ministries and outreach coming from this particular gentleman and from this hero, from this veteran. So I want to make sure that I've given my due diligence and my due shout-outs to this particular guy. Now, as I pull it back once again, sometimes when I'm looking for my tie-ins to the Peanuts, I will end up going to something in American history. When you look at my show, you'll notice that I had tied my three passions: the Peanuts, American history, and the sport of mixed martial arts. Just looking through the lens of American history, I can bring up to you a particular gentleman that my students are studying as we speak. There are two men that have been considered the fathers of Texas. One in particular would be Stephen Fuller Austin, also known as Stephen F. Austin, and rightfully so to be the father of Texas. A close runner-up to that is none other than Sam Houston himself. And it was very nice to know that there was a small tie-in that your favorite blockhead had with the other father of Texas, the original president of the state. There's a particular story about Sam Houston and an encounter with an eagle. Now, going back to my middle school days, there was a time that I wrote for one of my classes. I remember this distinctly. I couldn't tell you word for word, verbatim, what I said in this poem. But one of our assignments was to write a poem about a particular animal. And I remember choosing the hawk. There's always been something majestic for me that's very intriguing and will stop me dead in my tracks when I am seeing eagles or hawks or falcons, any particular bird that soars. All the way back to when I was a kid, one of my favorite characters in He-Man and the Masters of the Universe was the winged warrior, the prince of the skies, Stratos. Something about eagles and birds of the air that soar have always had my attention. Something about it is very uplifting and replenishing and rejuvenating. It's almost like I have a small burst of living water that comes through me. Maybe there's a similar tie-in to when Jesus emerged from the water after John the Baptist had baptized him in the Jordan River, and the clouds part, and the dove descends upon his shoulder, thus filling him with the Holy Spirit. Now, in this particular case, in this story of the hawk, this one was more of a story of confrontation. We know the outcome if you have a hawk versus a simple field mouse. And that was the story I was writing about. I know the poem was called The Hawk, and I know it was a battle between him and a field mouse that was his prey. Again, why I decided to make that story, I'm not totally sure. You know the outcome, that the hawk spots his prey, opens his wings, and descends upon the prairie, and the field mouse has no chance. Even though there is a struggle between the two, it's a matter of time before the hawk wins this battle, and he has his prey in hand, or in beak, for lack of a better term. Looking for something clever to say, I couldn't come up with anything at that moment. But when I'm thinking about the hawk, there is a moment where Sam Houston was at his lowest. This is prior to the time of him coming to Texas. Now, as a new chapter for him, that would be coming to the Western Territory and starting over, because at one point he was married to a young woman, and it was a matter of weeks before he sent her packing. And of course, that destroyed his chances at a political career, which he would have been tarnished for. And at some point, it is commented in Sam Houston's diary that he was at his lowest, contemplating ending his own worthless life. I'm not going to get this quote word for word. You can find it in the Fathers of Texas. It's on YouTube. You have, I think, all three versions are there. And somewhere as he is thinking about what it means to go on, out of nowhere, this eagle descends upon him and barely misses him, and then rises back into the air, screeching into the wind, and he almost disappears into the rays of the sun. And from that moment, Sam Houston was able to rebuild his broken spirit. In a way, his soul was restored, and thus he continued on, and into the story of Texas we begin, as he comes over the muddy rivers of the Red River, making his way into Texas, and thus began a whole new chapter and a story that changed our state forever. It's always encouraging to be able to have those type of testimonies and those type of stories to share with my listeners. And then I look into it, I go, well, can I tie that into something that's peanuts? And really the only way is to say that the Charles Schulz Museum recently, back at the start of this year, until March 8th of 2020, there is an entire gallery called Peace, Love, and Woodstock. You know, the lovable bird, the right-hand man of none other than Snoopy. And there is a, where he first appeared in the comic strip, is irrelevant. What I can say is, as time goes on, this little bird, this Woodstock character, captures the hearts of so many because he has such a unique personality. He's very eccentric. He flies upside down. He has great moments in shows like the Thanksgiving episode, which will be coming up this year. Thus, we have the song Little Birdie. But you first see him come into the picture whenever he comes on the TV special Snoopy Come Home. This is the first time we meet him on screen. We introduce Woodstock. From namesake to nest, you could see, if you were to go to the Charles Schulz Museum, why Woodstock is everyone's friend that they wish they had. Somebody who's dependable, who can lean upon, is far from perfect, to say the least. But again, just the tie-in to know that there is a bird that Snoopy can lean on and can share his love and compassion with. There's the closest to a tie-in I can give you for how I feel when I can stand on my back porch, maybe with a cup of coffee, and be able to see a screeching owl go by with his wings extended all the way out, or maybe one of our hawk friends that will fly over, and I will sit there and take a sip and think, master of the skies, it's good to see you. There's always something that is uplifting and very intriguing about those birds. And obviously Charles Schulz chose Woodstock for a reason. Now the name, as far as Woodstock, as far as the 69 rock concert and event that we all know, very different. But again, shows the how eccentric that this bird can be and how sometimes he can be quite erratic and give us a cheap laugh when necessary, but also just a very lovable character all through the entire Peanuts comic strips and on into the TV shows. I would highly recommend you go watch Snoopy Come Home, but also this Thanksgiving, take the time to watch Snoopy and hear the song Little Birdie. Always fun to hear that collection. This is the holiday season where we can finally start to capture some of our best moments on camera. Definitely want to encourage you to consider taking those moments and turning them into beautiful photo canvases with my friends over at Easy Canvas Prints. These are great for decorating your home, your office. They're perfect as photo gifts with an easy-to-use online canvas prints designer that turns your image into a stunning work of art. These canvas prints are imprinted and stretched in-house by the professionals at Easy Canvas Prints, and they come ready to hang or display with a classic semi-gloss finish. Just choose your canvas size, your wrap thickness, upload your pictures or art, choose your border for a personalized canvas print all your own. And by clicking my link provided in this podcast, you can see where you can automatically get 93% off of your purchase. You heard that right. 93% off. Made out of love out of Austin, Texas. Enjoy your easy canvas prints to capture your memories this holiday season with my friends over at Easy Canvas Prints. Now, when I look at what's coming up in mixed martial arts, to change over here a little bit into the sport that I seem to understand or can share the narrative with the best. You had a keystone player that we almost seemed to lose not too long ago. And as I'm watching this play out, Nate Diaz is supposedly out of the fight at Madison Square Garden with Jorge Masvidal. Now, that is just a letdown and a bummer all the way around. No two ways about it. But then I started to think, now, wait a minute. I almost feel like I am watching a Texas Hold'em match. I've even talked about Texas Hold'em MMA edition a few times in this podcast a while back, or it's been a concept that I have let lie for quite a while, and I'd like to have go ahead and reintroduce that again. So let's say that we have our cards there being dealt to us. You have the main card of Madison Square Garden, and that would be a flop. Diaz and Masvidal is now off the table, lack of a better terms. We got a flop. This fight's going to fall through. Now, my mind was going to, well, who's going to step in and is going to replace him? And you have the turn card. Those that know how to play Texas Hold'em know exactly what the turn is. You don't have the full completion of the hand. You don't have all chips in at this point, but the turn is a point where you have the pressure cooker. You got some sweat on the brow. And at this point, the turn would have to be, is Leon Edwards going to be the fighter that steps in to face Jorge Masvidal? Because you could easily reintroduce this lion dog back into the story with Jorge Masvidal and Leon Edwards, where they had a confrontation backstage and Jorge Masvidal didn't appreciate some things he said at a press conference, and thus you have three punches and a knockout blow to Leon Edwards. In other words, the three-piece and a soda. It would be so easy to reintroduce that gimmick back into Madison Square Garden to say, okay, Leon Edwards steps in as the other rivalry from this time. Basically, Diaz's was manufactured straight from the bleachers as soon as he finishes his fight with Anthony Pettis. And you have Jorge gets what he wanted and be able to go to Madison Square Garden for Jorge and Nate. Now we turn the river card. Nate has been cleared by Dana White. There has been no wrongdoing. All the speculation, all of the postulation, and all the different things that seemed above reproach have now been cleared, and we have Nate Diaz and Jorge Masvidal that's back on for the main event at Madison Square Garden. And that's a good thing, because the plan is, at this point, that yours truly is supposed to be teaming up with the future Loud and Opinionated podcast, Mr. Russell Brown, and my friend Rated JG podcast, Justin Gilley. If all things work out, there might be a round table with us. There might be just two of us that are discussing the fight. Nonetheless, we decided, hey, should we meet up and talk about November 2nd, the day of the actual fight, and look at the card? Maybe talk about Kelvin Gastelum and Darren Till. And further on down the card, you got Kevin Lee opening the main card. This is a good, good fight for anybody who wants to watch Madison Square Garden. Derek Lewis is on the card. Man, good stuff. And as we continue to look at this, now we've got that returned. Gastelum and Till had a chance to go onto Instagram and have a, quote, real-time talk with a guy named Jose Torres, also known as Shorty, another MMA fighter. Started asking him some questions on how he felt about Gastelum and Till. Now, granted, Torres is cutting weight as we speak. He's literally inside of the sauna. A couple of guys come in as well. Nobody's taking any clothes off. They all have their hoodies on. They're trying to do the same thing, and they're discussing MMA. And, you know, Jose Torres is just having an open discussion right there, and your favorite blockhead has entered himself into the conversation. And I mentioned something about Kelvin Gastelum and Till. Everybody in the sauna, except for Jose Torres, said that Till was going to pull out the victory at Madison Square Garden. Their prediction is Till, except Jose. His prediction goes to Kelvin Gastelum. Now, honestly, me being a pragmatist in MMA has turned out well for me. But I will tell you that I tend to be the one who tries to pull for the underdog. The one who is discredited, the one that is easily dismissed, is probably the one that I'm going to lean towards the most. My logic might say this guy, but my heart is pulling for the other. My heart's pulling for Jorge Masvidal to pull out the quote-unquote impossible against Nate Diaz, who is just like the New England Patriots. The longer he fights, the better he comes. By the time fourth quarter comes around, everybody's panicking because the Patriots have shown up. By the time you get to round five or round three with Nate Diaz, you're completely gassed, and he is just now waking up, and he is into the scrap head on. That continues to be the story for Nate Diaz. So Kelvin Gastelum is being dismissed by more often than not and being given to Till. Now, granted, my logic is again is saying Till. My heart is pulling from my guy, pulling for Kelvin Gastelum. You just have, tonight, we have, just pull it out of Madison Square Garden, because again, I want to save some of those for next weekend when I start talking. We have McDonald versus Lima 2 tonight. Two things are on the line. The actual title belt and $1 million. Not too bad of a deal. What I will say is we have a potential for another fight of the year, because the first one was a potential fight of the year. Douglas Lima is a guy that doesn't spend time on the mic trying to talk up his opponents. He's not necessarily that he is a no-nonsense kind of guy, doesn't want to talk. It's he doesn't feel comfortable inside of in a discussion. He's not a guy who comes alive at a press conference. Robin Black tried to have a great conversation with him and with Rory McDonald, and he was just going, man, I'm not good on the mic. I'm just a guy who does well in the cage. That's fair enough. I can respect that. So McDonald and Lima have the chance to run it back tonight. Super excited. We already got the results of Damian Maia and Ben Askren. Damian Maia now has 22 wins. More impressive than the negative nillies that are saying that Ben Askren has no more shot in the UFC. I could spend all day harping on that, that maybe it's time for him to go back to doing what he does best, which is coaching wrestling. But I will say that, on a positive note, Damian Maia has the second most wins other than Donald Cerrone. You now have a record that is close to being beaten, and Damian Maia is 41 years old. Oh, and I even switch out there. We just had breaking news that Randy Couture having heart problems. We think it's a heart attack, but what happens? Randy Couture walks to the hospital, checks himself in, is pronounced to have a heart attack, says, yeah, I've had some heart problems, I'll be out tomorrow, and insists that he is going to walk home. I think I need to do a top 10 on the toughest MMA fighters of all time. And easily, Captain America, Randy Couture, belongs in the top. But again, if you didn't know that the updates about that, breaking news a couple days ago, it looks to us like now that Randy is having a speedy recovery. Again, another guy that defied the logic that age is going to work against you. Damian Maia is another guy that's shown that sometimes age is just a number. Donald Cerrone is another guy that's shown that age is just a number. Randy Couture certainly has shown MMA and the entire world that age is just a number. It's quite appealing to see. And also, we had breaking news that even though Nate Diaz has stopped Showtime Anthony Pettis, Sergio Pettis is going to be signing soon with Bellator. More than okay with that. Super excited to see other guys cross over into other promotions and see how Sergio Pettis does. This one I am super excited about. And another thing I'm super excited about, as I bid you guys adieu and let you know that November is pretty booked. We have several events that are coming up that I can give you updates about. We'll tell you something I'm always excited about. A chance for you to get 10% off of your MMA gear from my friends over at Century Martial Arts. Whether you want the Torrent, the Wavemaster, you want to get you some MMA gloves, some shin guards, you want to get ready to glove up, MMA pads, gain a competitive advantage and advance yourself as a martial artist by choosing the best training gear from Century Martial Arts. Whether you're a black belt instructor, a fitness enthusiast, or just a new student, or somebody who has an interest in MMA, Century has what you need to get the most out of your training. And when you get to checkout, make sure you use the promo code SAVE10. That's SAVE10. And that's all I have for you on this end. This has been your favorite blockhead. Will you see you next time? Same blockhead time, same blockhead channel.